from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Are they exercising their right to free speech, or are they breaking the law? LAPD officers have surrounded Alumni Park on the University of Southern California campus, where a group of pro-Palestinian protesters refuses to leave. ABC's Josh Haskell is there.
We're told the protest here didn't have a permit, and it was once those tents went up that you really saw the Department of Public Safety here on USC move in. They weren't able to completely disperse the crowd. Now LAPD has arrived. They have completely surrounded Alumni Park here in the middle of USC's campus.
Students set up an encampment at Columbia University. Connie James says they aren't going anywhere until the school cuts all of its ties to Israel.
Our demands are the same: divest, disclose, and amnesty for all. And our community is stronger than ever.
House Speaker Mike Johnson calling on Columbia's president to resign.
They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe.
Johnson was at Columbia to meet with Jewish students. Charges for 11 Arizona Republicans who falsely declared former President Trump won the 2020 election.
All 11 of the alleged fake electors in Arizona were part of a legal challenge in the state that sought to challenge the election results based on allegations of voter fraud. The case was thrown out. The attorney general in Arizona announcing the charges include fraud, forgery, and conspiracy.
ABC's Alex Stone. An Oklahoma father faces up to 12 years in prison after authorities say they found rounds of ammunition in his bag. Ryan Watson says it's the same carry-on that he used on a deer hunting trip last fall. Police say a stabbing at a school in Boston left one student hospitalized and another under arrest. You're listening to ABC News. Tomorrow, 80% of ships which use the Port of Baltimore will be able to pass through due to progress in the key bridge collapse cleanup.
A major milestone today, a channel has been dredged and cleared that is wide enough and deep enough to reopen the Port of Baltimore here to 80% of the vessel traffic that could handle before the disaster. That means people back to work. That is just great news for the city of Baltimore.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. One day after a new non-compete ban was announced, there's a lawsuit.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has sued the Federal Trade Commission in federal court in Texas, saying the FTC's new ban on non-compete employment agreements is far too significant to be decided by one agency. This should be a question for Congress. The Federal Trade Commission says the clauses that prevent workers from joining another company or working in a certain proximity for a period of time stifle economic growth and drive down wages. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta say its first quarter profit more than doubled in the first quarter. That's due to higher advertising revenue, but Meta shares dropped in after-hours trading on lukewarm revenue guidance. Southwest Airlines flight attendants have ratified a new contract that will boost their pay by about one-third over 4 years. The 20,000 flight attendants will get raises of more than 22% on May 1st. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.